Become a Leslie's Pro member, and with almost 1,000 locations conveniently located less than 3 miles from your service route, you can quickly get in and out and take care of your customers. Get Skimmer, America's number one pool service software platform. Listeners of the podcast can try Skimmer for free. Visit my website, swimmingpoollearning.com, and click on the Leslie's Pro and the Skimmer banners to learn more. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Hi, and welcome to the Pool Guy Podcast Show. In this episode, I'm going to go over some common problems you may have with your valves in front of your pool pump and on your return side. These are commonly referred to as Jandy valves because they are the major brand of choice for builders and installers. So you're going to see a lot of the Jandy Neverlube valves in the front of the pump and on the return side, especially if you have a attached spa to your pool. So I'll go over some of the issues you may encounter with using these valves. Leslie's Pool Supplies is a proud partner of the Pool Guy Podcast Show. Leslie's Pool Supplies has been do-it-yourselfers and pool trade professionals' trusted partners since 1963, providing quality products and services to make pool care easy and solutions and expertise to do it right. So I mentioned that most of these valves are made by Jandy, and Hayward and Penter also makes these valves. They look a lot alike to each other. They have the handle and they're plastic, and you can turn the valve to put it in pool or spa mode or to control a side port. You could also use the valve on the return side to put it in spa return or for water feature. So they're very common on your pool equipment, and most pools with an attached spa have the Jandy valves. If you have an older pool, you may have something called an Ortega valve, and this is a gray valve with probably a plastic gold colored handle. It says Ortega on the little knob there, and there's a flow indicator arrow. They also made metal handle ones in the day. These are pretty much obsolete, but they may be on your pool currently, and so the Jandy valves are probably the most common. So I'm going to focus this podcast by talking about the Jandy valves, and this also correlates to, of course, if your valve was made by Pentair, Hayward, or if you have an Ortega valve. So one of the questions I get a lot from new homeowners is, how do I set the pool and spa mode with this valve, or what are these valves in the front? Sometimes the builders go crazy and they put multiple valves in front or multiple return side valves, and depending on how you're set up, you may run into a situation where you have two or three Jandy valves in front of the pump and a couple after the pump on the return side. But the basic setup is usually one or two Jandy valves on the front of the pump, one that controls the pool and spa mode, and another one for a side port, vacuum port. You may have one that controls the main drain and skimmer besides the side port. You may have one that controls the main drain, skimmer, and side port. So there can be different configurations of these Jandy valves. The one thing to note is that all the valves in front of the pump itself are the suction side Jandy valves. So this will be water coming from either the skimmer, the main drain, or the side port. And so the ones that are in front of the pump control that. And then anything after the heater or after the filter will be the return side valves. And these will control the flow going into the spa, also the flow going into any water features, and also the pool return. The Jandy valves in the front, I should mention also that I mentioned at the beginning, it controls the spa, the pool mode. And so you may have that valve also in the front. So again, you have everything in the front is the suction side Jandy valve. So when you put your spa, when you want to put your pool in the spa mode, you would take that valve and you would turn it 180 degrees, and then that's the spa mode. And then the same with the other valve to put it in spa return to make the spa basically its own small body of water with both the return and suction going into the spa. So some of the problems you may have with the Jandy valve is not knowing which way to turn the valve because they're not marked when you purchase the house and you have no idea what these valves are. So very simply, again, you can isolate where the water is coming from by simply turning the valve one direction or another and seeing what happens to it. So for instance, if you have two Jandy valves in front of the pump, you're not sure which one is the spa and pool mode, or which one is controlling the side port, or the skimmer, you can simply turn the valve until the off is facing one of the directions. Now here's where the valves probably confuses a lot of people, and Jandy is the major manufacturer of these, and what they should have done is put a label on the back of the handle saying on or flow or something, but they didn't. They just have the front of it saying off, and so it's kind of counterintuitive to most people to have a valve that says off on it versus flow with an arrow or on. And so a lot of times you don't realize that the big end of the valve where it is the letters off on there. So that indicates that that particular line is off. And so if you have it in pull mode, for instance, so you have the valve with the off would be facing the spa suction, and on the return sign, the off would be facing the spa return, and therefore the water's being the suction's coming from the pool, and it's returning to the pool with maybe a bypass for the spa so that it doesn't get stagnated. That's over by the equipment area. So the first thing you need to know is that you have to think opposite of what you would logically think because of the way the valve is designed with the off and the large end of it. And so if you wanted to put your pool in the spa mode, you would turn the valve until the off is in front of the pipe coming from the skimmer. And then on the return side, you would put the off on the return going to the pool. And then the handle part of it would be the on position or the flow. And I think that's where the main confusion comes, is the fact that you're not aware that which way what is flowing into your pool from which valve. Again, you're not going to do any damage to your pool by turning the valves one way or the other to see where the flow is coming from. So I suggest doing this to find out where your suction is coming from. Go ahead and turn your pool equipment off, and then turn the valve to the other direction where the off is facing the opposite way, and then go ahead and turn the pool on and see if the spa is maybe draining down. That means that that's definitely the spa suction, and you can isolate that, and then I would label that pipe spa suction. Or if you're turning a valve that's off to the side and you notice that it's connected to the side port and the cleaner starts to move, the automatic cleaner starts to move, or if you don't have a cleaner hooked up, you may have the pump cavitating because there may be a vac lock on that particular line. So you can isolate that on the suction side by just turning the valves and turning the pool on and off in between you turning the valves to find out where the water is being pulled from on the suction side, and then labeling those pipes. And then on the return side, you can do the same thing by turning the valve the opposite direction. You'll see if the spa activates. If the return all goes to the spa, then you know that's the spa mode, the spa return. Or if you have a water feature, by turning different valves, it will indicate which water feature is getting the water from the return side. The key point is to realize that the Jandy valves, again, in front of the pump are the suction side, and the Jandy valves after the pump are the return side. And I think that's half the battle, knowing that which ones are the suction and which ones are the return side ones. Now the Jandy valve should have a safety tab or notch on the bottom of it to prevent you from overturning the valve past a certain point. Another problem that often happens is that safety tab is broken, and so what happens is you can over rotate that valve. You can actually turn off the flow to the pump on accident by turning it past the point that you were supposed to stop at. So make sure, number one, I would take that little nut off the top and inspect the Jandy valve handle itself to make sure that safety tab is there. It's on the bottom, a little notch. I have a video covering the safety tab on it. I also have a lot of videos covering which way to turn the valves to put it in spa or pool mode. And I have a video on your side port valves. You can adjust that also. So you just want to make sure that safety tab is there. It's very important. Otherwise, you could actually turn off again the flow to the pump and deadhead the pump, which could cause the filter to actually explode. It's not uncommon for that to happen. So make sure that tab is there. The Hayward and Pentair ones also have a safety tab on there, so you can't over-rotate those. Make sure that's there. And if you are checking to see where the side port is, a vacuum port, it's typically a return line on the side of your pool, and this is actually a vacuum port for an automatic cleaner. If you turn that valve all the way open, the pump will cavitate because that line is not actually designed to pull the water in completely. It's only designed to operate the cleaner there, so it's not designed for full suction. So you'll find that line you cannot turn all the way open and then turn the skimmer all the way off and operate it from the side port. It doesn't work very effectively. So you'll be able to isolate that. So it's just basic knowledge to know what each valve on your pool will do. And so if you bought a new house or just moved in, you definitely want to play around with the valves to see which valve controls what and where the flow comes from. I have several pools where there's multiple valves, and some of them don't make any sense to me why they would add certain valves in certain places, but they did. And sometimes to get full suction for the skimmer, you have to turn off another valve somewhere else to isolate the main drain. Other times, you'll have the skimmer and side port connected together, and you have to adjust it that way. But in most cases, if you have multiple Jandy valves in front of the pump, it indicates that you have an attached spa, so you can have the pool and spa mode. And then typically, there'll be one more Jandy valve in the front of the pump that controls the side port vacuum port, or you may have a valve that controls the skimmer main drain versus the side port vacuum port, or you may even have one that controls the skimmer main drain and side port. So you want to make sure that you label all of these and you test them. And again, by turning them one way or the other, you're not going to do any damage to your pool. You're going to actually be able to isolate where the water is coming from being pulled into the pool and which way the water is directed with the Jandy valve, and also on the return side, which way the water is going out of the pool back into the pool. And neither of these can be turned to where, if the safety tab is broken, you can turn these to where you can deadhead the pump or you can deadhead the return line. So be very careful and be very aware of that safety tab on there. And also be aware too that if you put it in spa mode, you must have the valve completely over till it stops. And when you put it back in pool mode on the suction side, you want to make sure it goes all the way over until the tab stops. Otherwise, if you leave it partially open, you could drain your spa down, and this could cause the pump to run dry and burn out. So you want to make sure that the valves, whichever mode you put it in, spa or pool mode, that you have the valves turned all the way. If you are turning it to spa mode and you leave a little bit of suction going to the pool, or if you leave a little bit of return going to the pool, you'll notice that if you're heating it up, it's not heating up well. Or if you don't have it on full spa suction, you may have a problem with the water the water still going over the spillway out into the pool. So you want to make sure the valves go all the way over in either directions when you want to isolate the pool and spa to use it. So keep that in mind. And again, I mentioned there's a bypass usually for the spa by the equipment, and there's no valve on that. That just activates when it's in pool mode to give the spa some water. If there is any kind of valve on there, it'd be a ball valve to turn that off. So definitely leave that on all the time. That way the spa gets some flow from the pool. And I'll probably go over some more valves in detail in these podcasts to kind of catch you up on how to operate the valves on your pool. So again, just to recap, the front of the valve, the bigger part, says off on it. And that is the opposite of what you think. So if you're in pool mode, the spa mode will be off. And then if you're in spa mode, the pool mode will be off. And then the handle part that you turn is actually the on or flow direction of the water. So keep that in mind when you're making any adjustments or when you're labeling your plumbing. I've had many customers mislabel their spa and pool mode or side port skimmer mode, and it's actually the opposite because they're labeling it thinking the way you're supposed to think. And if Jandy had made these valves the way I would have made them, I would have had on the handle, and then I would have put the Jandy logo where the off is at. But that's just me thinking as a pool guy. When I use these valves, I always think that's what they should have on the valve. It should be the opposite because people don't think of off. They think of on when they're using these valves. And if you need more resources for your pool care, definitely check out my website, swimmingpoollearning.com. I have a lot of resources on there for you, as well as helpful web pages, and I have an ebook available for $9.99. And if you do service for a living and you want to enhance your business, definitely check out my coaching program at poolguycoaching.com. A lot of great benefits there, as well as the ability to call me or text me. Again, that's poolguycoaching.com. Thanks for listening to this podcast. Have a great rest of your week, and God bless. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Real quick, If you're not using pool service software, try Skimmer free for 30 days at getskimmer.com/poolguy. Again, that's getskimmer.com/poolguy. Skimmer, everything you need to run your pool service business all in one app.